welcome to the program. Are you a little bit discouraged today? We're going to talk about that, especially if you're in a small church, if you're the pastor of a small church, if you're the pastor's wife of a small church, or if you're a church member in a small church. You can find a lot of discouragement in that situation. We're going to talk about that. Stay tuned. Before we look at that thing about the small church, I want to ask you a question. Are you a Christian? Now, if you're a Christian, then listen very carefully to the words of this song. Just sit down now, stop what you're doing, and listen carefully to the words of this song. It is wonderful to be a Christian.
Life is purpose now it never had before. There is meaning to each day and even more. For a joy and peace I can't explain is mine, since I found new life in Christ my Lord divine. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. I can go directly to the Lord in prayer. He has told me I may boldly enter there. And he listens as his promises I plead. I find mercy there and grace for every need. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. And the hope of heaven's glories thrill me so, where I'll live with Christ forevermore, I know. That is why the things of earth I loosely hold. I'm eternal riches better far than gold. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified forever, reconciled.
Well, concerning the subject of discouragement, we've mentioned before that nobody can discourage me but me, and nobody can discourage you but you. We can look at those circumstances, but we have to allow those circumstances to discourage us. We live in an age when we think that big is better, but nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, about 99% of our churches are small churches. The Barna Research Group recently reported that the average attendance in the USA in our fundamental churches is about 75 people. In Canada, the average would be far less than in the United States. In spite of this fact, the focus seems to always be given on the 1% of the large churches, and some of those are not churches at all, more like crusade meetings that they're having every week. Jesus said he called his sheep by name. I don't know that after you got so many people, you don't know their names of every church anymore. If the survey is accurate, it means that as God looks down on our world next Sunday, he will see 99% of the people in a small church. It has been my experience as I've traveled across this country from coast to coast more times than I can remember, and having meetings in small churches, that churches that are small, the Christians have to sacrifice to pay their pastor's salary and keep the church going. These faithful Christians do not have the financial resources that larger churches have. However, they have to do everything the larger churches do. They got to pay the bills, they got to do the books, they got to do all of those things. Now, if you look at the small church, you'll find that a lot of these small churches have the same attendance at the prayer meeting during the week as they have on the Sunday services. Smaller churches have less available leadership to help, and they have therefore become more difficult at attracting people. And it seems that over and over again, we can just get discouraged if we let the circumstances of the small church get us down. However, what we need to understand is that bigger is not better, and we've done a lot of talk about that. I don't want to go into that again on this broadcast, but Proverbs 15:16 says, better is little with the fear of God than great treasures with trouble therewith. Proverbs 16:8 says, better is little with righteousness than great revenues without right. David said, I am small and despised, but I have not forgot thy precepts. Now, if you get the focus off of the things that might discourage us and get our focus on the fact that we are Christians, Christians have a purpose and a meaning in life. We have joy and peace that comes only from knowing Christ as our personal Savior. We can go boldly before the throne of God in prayer. We have heaven as our eternal destiny and all the riches that the eternal destiny is providing for us. We are a child of God. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. We are justified. And we are reconciled. Now, what we need to do is quit whining and start shining. Let's listen again to the message of this song. It's wonderful to be a Christian.
Life is purpose now it never had before. There is meaning to each day and even more. For a joy and peace I can't explain is mine. Since I found new life in Christ my Lord divine. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. I can go directly to the Lord in prayer. He has told me I may boldly enter there. And he listens as his promises I plead. I find mercy there and grace for every need. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. And the hope of heaven's glories thrill me so. Where I'll live with Christ forevermore, I know. That is why the things of earth I loosely hold. I'm eternal riches better far than gold. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled.